Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas
and with their headquarters
in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Exciting days are upon us, folks. Connor MacGyver here. You know, the foreclosure market, the experience is shrinkage, kind of like you get put in cold water or some and do anyway. All right, I'm going to not continue down that path. Let's get on to it. Today is our foreclosure recap broadcast for the latest in foreclosure, Intel, bank-owned properties. We'll give you those online resources, show you where you can find those, and give you those numbers. Within Santa Clarita Valley, though, let me start with the last 7 days and recap. And, of course, I am Connor MacGyver, Remax's Paris 911 team. We're a real estate team headquartered here in Santa Clarita Valley, serving greater Los Angeles from cop to realtor. Who would have thought it happened? So right now, Santa Clarita Valley consists of the cities, and these are the ones we're tracking currently, at least for today's radio show. We get a lot broader on different days of the week, depending on when you're tuning in. And, of course, every radio show can be found at Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com, front and center. Santa Clarita Valley, Acton, Canyon Country, Castaic, Newhall, Saugus, Stevenson Ranch, and Valencia, of course, Santa Clarita. We're looking at 102 new listings have hit the market in the last 7 days in the SCD cities. Is that exciting? Kind of typical, maybe a little bit less than typical. So we're not seeing a whole lot of inventory hitting the Santa Clarita Valley market. And as you'll be able to see in just a moment, those properties going into escrow or selling are actually outrunning the way that we can replenish the market with new real estate listings. So what's that mean? Well, folks, that means it's keeping the market completely within a seller's market. Ball's in their court, calling all the shots, something to be aware of if you are approaching the let's purchase real estate thing. However, a lot of good deals still out there to be found. And what's a good deal? A place that you like at a price you want to pay. 102 new listings, 50 properties had their prices changed. We'll be back on Friday to discuss that on the Price Change Fridays broadcast. To talk about those price changes, increases from listing price or decreases, we'll let you know. It kind of indicates a little bit of market health, too. Back on market properties, 30. These are 30 listings that were actually in escrow in some way, shape, or form. They had accepted offers, and now they're not. 30 fell out. Painful. Backup offer 76. 9 properties expired. Pending offers went 60. These are 60 properties plus 76 that are in escrow, and 89 properties closed in the last week, really leaving us about 13 overage. But again, if you look at these pending plus 76, 60, what is that, 136. So we're really outrunning the market as far as being able to replenish it goes by 136 listings. And so be careful out there when you are searching for real estate. If you are a seller, not bad, not bad option. Go to our main site, paris911.com. You can see what your property is worth today. We'll be able to get that to you lickety-split, probably within 2 or 3 hours. And we do a real workup, not some kind of a Z-estimate online estimated value. This is the real thing. Okay, so the off-market foreclosures, what we did is we have a system in place. If you go to our main site, paris911.com, you'll see on the left of the screen, you'll see a tab that says foreclosures. It's kind of spelled sideways up there. You'll see it. And you click on that, and this is where we get access to how we pull this data. So in the foreclosure realm, we have 29 total foreclosures that are in some way, shape, or form not closed yet. So they're either active, which is 17. We have 17 active REO bank-owned foreclosure listings on the market. We then have breaking that down out of the 29, the rest of those are going to be in backup and pending status, so some kind of escrow. One of the things I would suggest, if it is, well, it doesn't matter what property, you identify an area, you identify a neighborhood, type of home you like, make sure your agent's doing their due diligence and checking on those properties that are in some kind of escrow, in some kind of unavailable status, at least for now, because you never know. These things fall out all the time. In fact, just as I talked about last 7 days, 30 such properties fell out of escrow. When we're only selling 89 per week, at least with this last 7 day recap, you can see you might not have a bad chance. So as far as in Santa Clarita Valley, short sales, we have 154 total, either active, backup, or pending. Short sale, of course, is a pre-foreclosure type property. Usually that's how it's indicated. Doesn't necessarily mean there has been a notice of default filed on it. But again, could be. You're going to definitely want to talk to your agent and ask them, are you versed in short sale? Do you know how to get the best advantage for us? Just to make sure. And if they don't know much about them, you're going to need to switch it up a little bit and find somebody that does. So we have 154 of those, and 45 of the 154 are actually active, so offers can be written. Find out what status they're in. So ask, I mean, if they're like a brand new short sale, nobody's talked to anyone, not even the bank. It might take, you know, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 months. If the bank has already agreed and signed off on it, maybe that particular buyer at the time when they signed off on it isn't in place anymore, you might be able to move in and close that thing in 30, 45, 60 days. So you definitely want to check with your agent. Off-market foreclosure inventory, Santa Clarita Valley City's 282. 282 distressed properties floating around out there. Not on the market, not on the radar. Well, it's on our radar, but not most of the syndication sites. So be careful. Some of them will put those types of properties out there for no good reason except to get you to give up who you are. So be careful with that. Out of the 282, we have 105 have had notice of defaults filed against them, which are categorized as pre-foreclosures. 78 properties headed to auction, 84 properties going into or in bank-owned status, and 15 were sold to a third. Stevenson Ranch is going to follow in 27 properties. 15 of those are pre-foreclosures, 4 going to auction, 8 bank-owned, and none have been sold to a third in that area. Please let us know what you need. Love to help you. I'm Connor McIver. Thank you for listening to our Wednesday Hump Day Real Estate Broadcast. We look forward to speaking with you soon. Of course, you can check out all of our resources at Paris911.com. Paris is for a person. I was the 911 for a long time. And there you go, our local Santa Clarita real estate team. Tomorrow we have our Truth in Lending broadcast. That's going to be a hoot, so make sure you tune in for that. We'll talk about lending, the ways to keep safe, and how you can make sure that you're not getting taken advantage of when you're borrowing money either for a refinance or purchasing for a home. Resource for that online will be SantaClaritaLending.com. Remember, we're not lenders, we're realtors, but we watch the lending arm very closely because we work with it every single day. Connor McIver, everybody have a great day. Over now.